trust versus performance.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Today I have I had a quick little snippet of video from Simon Sinek. If you haven't seen Simon Sinek, he's known for a lot of things, but one of his top books was Start With Why. Excellent book. I've discussed it other times on here. Definitely one to go out and look at. I was sent this little snippet of video of Simon Sinek giving a talk regarding this concept of trust versus performance. And this was sent to me by my friend David Medina. Thank you, David. And I wanted to show you, kind of give you a synopsis of it. I've got a link in the description if you want to go check out that video. But the idea, and he got this from working with the Navy SEALs, and they said that it's an interesting dichotomy, this idea of you've got people that you could rate on performance, and you've got people you could rate on trust. But trust is not one of those things that people pay close enough attention to. And here's what they're saying. Obviously, if you've got someone that's of low trust and low performance, that's not someone you're after, right? But if you've got someone of high trust and high performance, well, that's the ideal. That's the unicorn. But in reality, that's kind of tough to find. So if you had to choose one over the other, which would it be? So if you had a high performer, but was, let me see here, high performer that was low on trust, which I believe would put us here. No, wait a second. High performer, low on trust. Yeah, here. They were saying this is a toxic personality. That they're going to destroy your team, everything else, because they're really good at what they're doing. But if you can't trust them, then you're really in trouble because they do a good job, but there's something not right character-wise. Whereas if you've got a high trust personality that is a low performer, that is more ideal. It's a better situation because if you trust them, you can still train them. You can get your brain performance up, but you can't train for character. You can't train for trust, and so they'll look for more medium performance versus high performance if the trust factor is higher. Now, how do you rate that? How do you rate trust? Well, it's a difficult thing, and nobody ever talks about it. And so we talk about it on here a lot, is how important trust is to every relationship, not just the employer-employee relationship, but in terms of a consumer to a product or service. Trust is one of the main things, and it's one of those areas that most people don't pay enough attention to. Dan Kennedy has a book, No BS Guide to No BS Guide to Trust-Based Marketing. This was one of the first times I had heard someone specifically talk about trust. He wrote this with Matt Segula. Excellent book, because it starts to unpack some of those ideas of trust. And what does trust really mean? It means something a little bit different to everybody. It's a little bit subjective. But there is something there that if you don't trust, it goes back to that whole saying of, you know, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. There's the word again, but the word means something. There's something deeper. There's a dependability, integrity built into it. And that goes a long way. With it, it's tough to beat. Without it, it's... you're not dealing with a stable situation, whether you're on the receiving end or the giving end on the trust spectrum. So it's something to keep an eye on, especially if you're dealing with, so I'm a business investor. I'm it oftentimes has more to do with the partnership and the person that I'm dealing with than the business itself. Because the business itself could be relatively mediocre, but if I've got a solid relationship, if I can trust the other person to take my opinions or not even just opinions, but able to test some of the ideas that I bring to the table and so forth, that can go a long way. We can build a business performance up if I trust the other person, if I've got that trust, and if they trust me. That's got to be there also. And if I could tell I trust them, but they don't trust me, that's a tough gap to fill in. So it's one of those things that no matter what the relationship is, business is just a way we talk about these relationships, but it's one of the three pillars of BrianJPombo.com is being relationship reliant. And what relationships are completely built on is trust. That is the gold standard to all relationships, and you can't do anything without solid relationships. So hopefully that makes sense, give you something to chew on. Go check out Simon Sinek and all of his work. It's good stuff. And you can go check out my video, 9 Ways to Amazon-Proof Your Business. You can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. That's all I got for tonight. You have a good one. Get out there and let the magic happen.